Sam Houston was a unionist from day one. Again, he went back to the founding fathers. You know, Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe, James Madison were presidents during his time, and he had dealings with them. And Andrew Jackson was a strong unionist. He was Jackson mentored him, and so he was an outspoken unionist. He spoke in favor of union as a U.S. senator during that troubled decade in which led to civil war, and he did everything he could to preserve the union. And he happened to be elected governor in 1859. And within a year or so, the union began to fall apart, and he tried everything he could to keep Texas in the union. Unfortunately, there was a 3-to-1 statewide vote to secede and to join the Confederacy, and therefore the legislature required that every state official swear an oath of allegiance to the Confederate States of America. Well, Houston's position was that he had sworn an oath of allegiance, you know, to Texas and to uphold the Constitution and so forth, and he flatly refused. He was called upon officially 3 times to sign the oath of allegiance to the CSA. He would not respond, and so they declared the office of governor vacant. And 2 days later, he was out of the governor's mansion, and he moved back to Huntsville. And sadly, he died in the middle of the Civil War. He was 70 years of age when he died. His health just failed then. But he was a staunch unionist from day one. He correctly predicted in speech after speech that if the South pulled out, there would be war. And if there was war, the South would be devastated in defeat. And unfortunately, he was right. People just wouldn't listen to him.